What does one do with does? Does is one of the many high-frequency words that seem highly irregular. Given the spelling D-O-E-S, it should be pronounced does, as in goes and woes. Given the sound does, the simplest spelling would be D-U-Z, or maybe even D-U-Z-Z like buzz. Does violates both of these expectations. Do beginning readers have to memorize these mappings between spelling and pronunciation? Is there any way to make does easier to learn? There are several ways this might be done, taking advantage of the several ways that does relates to other words. Does has morphological relatives, such as doesn't, undoes, outdoes, and redoes. These words provide a variety of ways to reinforce the spelling, sound, and meaning of does, which occurs in all of them. Does is also a member of a neighborhood consisting of rhyming words that are spelled differently. Buzz, because, cuz, fuzz, and others. Does can be grouped with phonologically overlapping words such as dies and days, which all have the structure D followed by a vowel followed by Z. Does might be taught by contrasting it with its false friends, words that are spelled similarly but pronounced differently. So there's does on the one hand, and then goes, toes, and foes. Oh, and also shoes. Notice also that does is a homograph with does, D-O-E-S. Does are female deer in the plural form. There are several does outside. It's a homograph because we have the same spelling, we have different pronunciations, and different unrelated meanings of the two words. So teaching does along with its homograph does together may be effective. In context, these two words are easy to tell apart because does is a verb and does is a plural noun. Nouns and verbs occur in different positions in sentences. So, say a sentence begins, Obama does, D-O-E-S, in which the noun Obama is followed by the verb does. It couldn't be Obama followed by the noun does. Compare that to the does are licking salt, in which the determiner the is followed by a noun, does. It has to be a noun because you can't have a verb after the word the. You can't say the does. Highlighting the contrast between the does two D-O-E-S words may be helpful because the different pronunciations are associated with different meanings and different uses in sentences. This is a way to learn both of the meanings of the word, the different pronunciations, and keep them apart. Finally, does can be learned using familiar phrases and sayings, such as easy does it, does the trick, does more harm than good. The idea here is to use really familiar phrases where the word has to be does. Familiar quotations or song lyrics can also help, as in because of the wonderful things he does. Does is not an easy word, but it isn't totally unrelated to other words. Grouping it with other words in different ways makes it easier to learn.